All right, you're going for 34 wins in a row today, Brooke.
Okay.
And you're going to be playing Wendy in Port Orchard. Ooh. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
I thought you were going to, like, ask us a question, Wendy. Lead the conversation. Take charge a little bit in your life.
Well, I'm ready for this.
All right.
Cool.
See if I can beat you today.
All right. Wendy, we're sending Brooke out of the room. The game is played like this. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready, Wendy?
I'm ready.
You sound ready. I'm not ready because I don't have my paper the correct way. Now I'm ready. Here you go. Your time starts now. Former Seattle Seahawk Richard Sherman just signed a contract with what rival team?
The 49ers.
The word Muppet is a combination of the words puppet and what else?
Pass.
Does Kentucky have more barrels of bourbon or actual people in the state?
Bourbon.
What do you call the soft tissue that makes up the inside of your bones?
Pass.
The constellation called Orion depicts a man in what profession?
Pass.
What's the highest ever recorded temperature in the history of Seattle?
Oh, I didn't hear you.
It said, what's the highest ever recorded temperature in the history of Seattle?
108.
Okay. Bring Brooke back into the studio. You did a good job. You got a lot of questions in.
Yeah,
I did great.
I don't know if you're serious or not, Wendy. All right, Brooke is back in studio putting her headphones on. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. Former Seattle Seahawk Richard Sherman just signed a contract with what rival team?
49ers.
The word Muppet is a combination of the words puppet and what else?
Mannequin.
Does Kentucky have more barrels of bourbon or actual people in the state?
I'm going to go bourbon.
What do you call the soft tissue that makes up the inside of your bones?
Tendons.
The constellation called Orion depicts a man in what profession?
Archery.
What's the highest ever recorded temperature in the history of Seattle?
116.
The French word touche originates from what Olympic sport?
Fencing.
Send it on over to the scoreboard and see how you guys did with Jose.
Hey, I'm tweaking! Ha! I'm working! I'm twerking!
What?
Bolaños.
What the heck was that? Was it Wendy?
Wendy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't write the Y. I threw myself off. Wendy, you had you got two correct today. You got a lot of questions in. Brooke?
Yep.
Three correct!
I'll take it.
Just edged you out, Wendy. Sorry, no money.
That's okay.
But you were a pleasure to talk to.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, no prob.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over the answers. The former Seahawk Richard Sherman just signed a contract with the San Francisco 49ers. 3 years, $39 million. The word Muppet is a combination of the words puppet and what else? Marionette.
Oh.
A marionette is a puppet that moves with strings. Does Kentucky have more barrels of bourbon or actual people in the state? Bourbon, over 4.9 million barrels of bourbon aging currently, and their population is 4.3 million people. What do you call the soft tissue that makes up the inside of your bones? Marrow.
Yeah.
It's where all your new red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets are made, right there in the marrow.
Oh.
Yeah, so sometimes you eat that at restaurants.
Delicious.
It's pretty good. It's not human marrow, though. It's some sort of other animal's marrow.
Yeah.
The constellation called Orion depicts a man in what profession? A hunter. He has a club in one hand and defending himself with the other. What's the highest ever recorded temperature in the history of Seattle? 103 degrees back on July 29th, 2009. The French word touche originated from what Olympic sport? Fencing. It's used to acknowledge that somebody was hit by somebody's opponent.
Oh.
Touche, I touched you. Wendy, you didn't win any money, but just for playing today, you got the movie Stronger starring Mark Wahlberg on Blu-ray, along with the best-selling book.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, good job, Brooke.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Wendy. I actually feel like you mean that. I was trying for you, and I was trying to beat you.
Okay.
Well, you did.
Yeah, that happened.
Mission accomplished.
Sorry. Wendy, I don't know why, but you're one of my favorite contestants that we've had on Winbrook's Bucks lately.
Is it because
lately.
She's kind of emotionless? You
yeah,
don't know where she stands?
Of...
Like, is she being sarcastic
exactly.
when she says that?
Yeah.
Or is she being sincere? I don't know.
I like that about
you. I don't know if she's
you.
Trolling me.
I can't figure you out, and I enjoy it. Like, I can't tell if you hate us or if you like us.
Yeah, she's like a...
Maybe both.
Or if you're happy to be here or if you're over it already.
Both.
A little bit of both. Okay.
She's an enigma.
There it is again.
Sweet. All right, well... Congratulations on getting the movie and the book, and hopefully we'll talk to you again very soon, Wendy.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, see, I still don't know if you meant that. Yeah. All right, we'll play more Brooks Buck same time tomorrow. Moving 92.5.